Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Ryan Girdler, Dave Riccio, Christian Welch, Tony Squires, and we are joined by South Sydney's Jai Arrow. G'day, mate.
Hey, boys. How we going?
Hey, Jai. How are you, buddy? Yeah, congratulations. Really good win last night. But, gee, I tell you what, you must have got nervous there. Did get a little bit close, and I just saw you at the back end of the contest just starting to get yourself ready, dropping back into that field goal position just in case they needed you again this week.
Oh, you got me. Well, personally, I wanted to redeem myself, so... Yeah, it was, give me the ball, I want to kick a field goal.
Yeah. We had Luke Keary on the back page during the week, and I asked him about that, whether there was some kind of rule. If your player didn't do Wordle, they're not allowed to actually have a field goal attempt. You a Wordle kind of guy?
No, I'm not a Wordle kind of guy. I see the boys getting around, I call them nerds when they're playing it. So I'm into them about that.
Talk us through it. We've been talking about Carl Lawton, the send-off. What was it like for your team? Cam Murray gets tipped, all that happens. Initially, because they came and they came hard at you, what was it like for the team to kind of get themselves, yourselves organised for playing that 12-man side?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit different when you get someone sent off. Look, it's not expected, but obviously it was a bonus for us. And I know Lordo pretty well. I played junior footy with him growing up at Burley, and I know he definitely didn't mean it. It was probably a bit harsh, the punishment, personally. But, we just had to get ourselves right. And, we probably slacked off a little bit in the first half. We probably gave him cheap meters, cheap tries, and maybe thought that it was just going to come for us with them having 12 players. But, we come good in the end and eventually got the win, which was, nice and rewarding.
Joy, do you appreciate where the game is coming from with that send off though? The possibility for serious injury.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it was bad, but a send off. Look, I definitely know Carl didn't mean it. And, I think Camo come out and said that he knows Carl didn't mean it. He's such a good fella, Carl. But I appreciate the game trying to look after our welfare and trying to look after us as human beings, which is good. But it's definitely a tough one, and that's what happened. And I suppose you just got to suffer the consequences after all that.
G'day, Jizer. It's Christian here, mate. We could maybe just have a bit of a chat about the Jai Arrow away from the field. Obviously, you were prized away from the Titans on huge dollars, as you like to remember. I remind everyone in Origin Camp every year. But there's been some nasty rumours, some real character assassination. I'm not going to name my sources, but Liam Knight might have tipped me onto this one. Is it true, and I expect you to deny it, in the eastern suburbs cafe scene, you've brought an avocado to a cafe and asked them to chuck it on your eggs because you didn't want to pay the $5.50.
No,
I know inflation's
way,
big, but can you confirm this? Because there's some nasty accusations about how tight you are and you're on a mozza.
I cannot confirm that because that is not true. I'm actually one who will put my hand in my pocket and shout the boys. Actually, Swazi? Swazi's done me an absolute beauty a few times. The last sort of past month, I reckon I've got stung 3 times. At Brecky, which cost me 170 plus. So I can confirm that I do share the boys, and there's no way I'm bringing an avocado to a cafe. I heard that story before, Welchie. I know you're good trying to get me.
That's all right. I expect you to deny it, mate. That's all right.
Jai, what about Cody Walker, the 150 games? How important was it to get across the line for him?
Yeah, absolutely. It was... and not only that, with Big Shaq as well, Latrell's brother Shaq Mitchell. We had 2 milestone games there, and we wanted to, get the job done and get the 2 points. So it was good to get the win, but I'm going to be back to the drawing board and ready for the Broncos and Adam Reynolds, no doubt, next week.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, 4-4 now, Jai. I mean, a lot of changes in the off-season. Obviously, no Reynolds, and Latrell's only, had a small contribution so far this year. Wayne Bennett's gone. How are you guys tracking?
Yeah, look, I think obviously the record sort of hasn't really spoken for, how good we can be. Look, we've lost, 2 games by 1 point. We can go there, Welchie. Melbourne was one of them. And then obviously the Tigers last week. But when we complete over 80%, we've won both games. We've only done that twice this year. And I think us holding the ball and completing sets, that's when we're in the footy game and we're playing good footy. So if we can respect the ball, hold the ball, I have no doubts we'll win more games throughout the year.
Joy, I'm just interested. Do you feel you play the Broncos next week, and do you feel any extra emotion going back and playing the old team? And reflecting on that decision to leave back in at the end of 17 to go to the Titans in 18, was that a tough call? And do you hold any animosity, regret? How do you feel about that time?
No, look, I suppose, you know, every decision I made, it was solely my decision. And, you know, looking back now, I think it was all the right decisions. And, you know, there's no grudges or anything like that. I love that club. The club gave me an opportunity as a young kid, as a 12-year-old going into a system there and then going through the 20s and then to eventually play first grade. But, you know, I love that club. It's been a big part of my journey. And, it's only been really a short journey so far, and looking forward, you always look forward to coming up against your old club. It's always the one that, you know, you circle on the calendar and you get ready for, and you know, you enjoy playing against your old mates, and I'm looking forward to the challenge next week.
How extraordinary, getting picked up by the Brisbane Broncos at the age of 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It signed me, you know, signed this little waiver thing that I went into development days and whatnot, and signed my first little contract when I was 15 with the Broncos. So looking back now, it's pretty surreal, to be honest. I was getting $1,000 a year off when I was 15. So
you would have been popular.
Yeah, look back now, it's crazy, hey?
You would have been popular among your mates.
Yeah. No, $250 went into my account every month for 4 months. And yes, but I don't know what I spent it on, to be honest. It's gone now.
Hey, Jai, so just a avocado. Quick one. There was a bit of dialogue between you and Adam Reynolds. You know, the intimidating physical figure that he is. You know, that big, robust halfback. Given you an opportunity on Triple M, I think it's time you call one of the big boys out. Payne Haas, let's get it done here. Let's sell some tickets next week. Come on, big boy.
He's too big for me. He's too big for me.
Meow. I'm gonna call
him a little guy. Yeah. Reno is a cat. I'll tell you that. I FaceTimed him this morning, actually. He's looking like a busted. He's looking like a busted with that cut on his thing. He broke his nose, so I can't wait to put my forehead across his nose.
Yeah. Well, it's good that your festering sore on your cheek seems to have cleared up as well. About Latrell this week? Was he just Googling things to do in Philadelphia?
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? Free trip to America, Trell. Nah, he hasn't left yet. He was obviously there last night, but I got no idea what he's going to do over there. It's an absolute tax write-off if I've ever heard one. Trell's traveling really well. He's worked really hard through the preseason. Obviously, he had the hammy injury, and he's tracking pretty well. I think he'll be back sooner rather than later. They gave him the 8 weeks, but I reckon he'll be back before then, so... it's only going to be good for us when Troll's on the footy field and doing what Troll does.
Hey, Joe, I'm just asking for a friend. Just want to sort of get an indication of who you would choose. She's got a big day. She's getting married, and she's got 20 friends, and they're going on a boat, and they want to have like a topless waiter there. Who would you suggest? Mansour, Cook, Burgess, or Murray?
Oh, Murray.
Murray, please. Murray?
Stop it. As if you wouldn't go for that glamour.
Over the sauce.
Mate, he's pecs too. He's built like an absolute brick crap house. And he's got huge pecs, abs. He's got it all, camo.
Who'd give you the most bang for buck, though, personality-wise? Like, who'd play up a little bit more?
Oh, mate, Tommy Burgess would chew their absolute ears off. Honestly, Tommy would dead set... He wouldn't shut up. I reckon they'd want to get rid of him after an hour or so.
Noted.
Love it. Jai Arrow, always great to talk to you, mate. Congratulations on that win. We'll speak again very soon.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
There he goes. South Sydney's Jai Arrow. Gus, Trent Barrett, the Bulldogs. What does it all mean? That's next. Saturday Scrum.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.